This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, hey, welcome to this version of America Tonight. A big shout out to some of our new listeners, including our fans in Portland, Oregon, listening on KPAM. Right at the top, of course, what rolls out of Washington, we're talking about it all. Ellen Ratner joins us now from Talk Media News. Ellen, you know you have that old fortune cookie saying, we live in interesting times? I think it's really magnified.
May you live in interesting times, I think is what it says.
It's craziness. I mean, at your office, are people fighting to cover the White House? I would love to be part of that White House pool.
Well, anytime you want to come to the White House, you let me know. We'll get you a day pass.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm coming to Washington so we can have lunch and we can talk off the record and we'll go to the White House together. So if we were at the White House today, we would have seen Sean Spicer, and of course, doing the daily briefing. And he, you know, there's all this craziness that happened over the weekend with, of course, more on the whole Russia thing than the Obama accusations that the Obama White House was wiretapping Trump Tower. So what's the latest on that?
Well, the latest is that they say that the president, Kellyanne Conway, said today that the president has information that may not be available to the public, but basically he has information saying that he was wiretapped. Now, as you know, FBI Director Comey thinks that's just not true, and certainly Obama's spokesperson said the president, if it happened, did not order it. Now, it is true that any time, if I'm in South Sudan and you write me an email, that goes into the NSA. Anything over the big pond or the little pond, as the Pacific may be, absolutely goes into the NSA. Any phone call you make, any email, that's true. So if somehow President Trump, when he was candidate Trump's folks, connected with the Russians, that would have gone into the NSA. That's just par for the course. The NSA can actually monitor 60,000 conversations at one time.
60,000. Well, listen, you know, with by virtue of what we do, you and I have to be on lists, right? Aren't we on lists?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they monitor everything I write. And I always tell our interns, don't write anything in an email you wouldn't want on the front page of the Washington Post.
That's some very sound advice. So James Comey, this is the interesting thing. Somebody said to me at dinner the other night, he was a former diplomat, he wasn't a fan of James Comey's. He says he thinks that the FBI has all kinds of stuff that they're sitting on, frankly, and for some reason they don't want to release it. What do you think?
Well, I just don't know. I mean, what would they be sitting on necessarily? Is it, you know, things on Russia with Donald Trump? We just don't know. I mean, I'd like a little more information.
There you go. I love that. So I guess the place to go now is Mar-a-Lago, and there was a big meeting with the team down there in Florida once again, and of course what they're talking about is the travel ban, and we saw Rex Tillerson has the big trip along with Kelly to Mexico. They come back, and they now are finally talking about that, and they're talking about, you know, heavily, you know, these what they're going to do, this extreme vetting. What does that mean? What's going to happen? When does that all shake out?
Extreme vetting means, you know, look, Muhammad Ali's son was questioned for a couple hours. He's an American citizen, and they questioned him about his religion. I mean, that's insane. So we don't know what extreme vetting might really mean. But we do know that there was apparently the Democratic National Committee put out today, and I don't know if this is the case, a naturalized American citizen who's been here for 30 years was supposed to speak at a conference in Canada, very anti-Trump kind of thing. And he was told that he wasn't going to be able to leave the country. Now, how do you say that to an American citizen?
Yeah, I agree. That whole thing was crazy, and somebody wasn't thinking straight too, especially since they actually had some information. If they had gone through it in a different way, I don't think that would have happened. Here's what's really crazy, what's happening with North Korea. You and I know, we've talked about this before.
Oh my gosh.
There was
this
missile launch. It's crazy. Yeah, Kim Jong-un.
I'm going to try. Is that he's gotten a couple of missiles into the Sea of Japan, not very far from Japan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know the Japanese have to be nervous about that. And now they're saying they're going to do more. They're going to shoot more missiles off. And of course, we have all those troops in South Korea. Have you ever been to South Korea?
I have, actually. And I just passed through the other week on my way to India. But I actually spent 6 weeks in South Korea in 1991 or so.
Wow. Yeah, and I've been there, too, as well. And I'll tell you what, you have to get used to that kimchi. I think the people are very nice, but I think it's very strange. It's so hot. For everybody listening, if you go to a Korean restaurant and order kimchi, they bury the cabbage in the ground. You know, I have those Irish ancestors that they pulled the cabbage out of the ground. There's no burying the cabbage. And it's so crazy, crazy hot. So I think this is a hot spot to watch what's going to happen.
Not the best food in the world. I didn't like the
food. No. And you talk about India. It's funny. I heard from Bob Ney, and he and I are trying to make plans for ways to go do the show over in India. So that would be fun.
Oh,
I hope
wow.
you go with us. Wouldn't that be fun?
Too. Yes.
You guys know the lay of the land. I've never been in a tuk-tuk, and I'm dying to ride in a tuk-tuk.
Oh, really? Have you been to India?
I have not been to India, no.
Oh, well, we got to get you to India.
Yeah, yeah, I have never been to India. Never. All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how crazy has this first part of this administration been covering it?
A 10. I mean, it is, you, because every day you just don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, it's like a surprise, you know, surprise.
See, now I can remember you told me, it was really interesting, that remember the Obamas, when they went into the White House, they said, oh, full transparency. It was all about transparency. And I'll never forget what you said to me. When you covered Bush, you knew if they said there was going to be something at 6, it happened at 6. If they said they were going to do something, it happened as far
it's
as the media is concerned.
Watch by him.
Yeah, the Bush administration was great about that. The Obamas, really, was their transparency. You saw all the problems with that. Once you put a word on your administration, big, big trouble.
Well, you know, as I think I've said to you on this show, we have a joke at the White House basement, which is where the journalists are. Some of them are upstairs. But that an administration does exactly the opposite of what they say they're going to do. So Clinton came in, I'm going to be the most moral. Bush comes in, I'm not going to nation build. He nations builds. You know, Obama comes in, I'm going to be the most transparent. He's the least. So, you know, they just always do the opposite of what they say they're going to do.
Yeah, yeah, so you can just count on that. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much. I'm coming to Washington. I'll give you a call.
Oh, I can't wait. You got to let me know when. Give me some
I will.
Time. Thanks.
It'll be fun. Thanks, Ellen. All right, there's so much to do in Washington, obviously, and we've taken this show and been to Washington, I don't know, probably 10 times, especially I say this. You know, people think of me in covering sports, and they think, if they know anything, that I flew with the Cowboys and whatnot. But also, I've covered Washington heavily. We did a lot of live shows from, as opposed to dead shows, by the way. We did a lot of live shows from Washington, D.C., especially when everything was happening with healthcare, which it still is, ironically, right? Get your hands off my healthcare. Stay with us. Coming back on the flip side, odds and ends as we shake it up. And if you want to give us a call, you can 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. in pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Raise your hand would want to be president of the United States. I have the special glasses that are in my desk that I could put on so I can see all the hands raising. Now, I really wouldn't want to be president of the United States because, you know what, I'm not politically correct. So, although Trump is showing us that you can, you know, you can be whoever you want to be, I suppose, but I don't know that I would fit as president of the United States. And with all the nonsense you have to deal with the, we were just talking about out of Washington, the stuff with Kim Jong-un and the fact that North Korea is doing all this nonsense of setting, you know, all these missiles off and coming very close to Japan and doing that on purpose because of the exercises that the U.S. has going on right now. So to me, I would want to just swat him away, which of course you can't do, and there's troops there and they've been there for how long? Anybody come up with the answer to that? I will give you a copy of the Walking Dead video game. Yes, I have some big giveaways at the tail end of the week. Thanks to my friends in Los Angeles, The Walking Dead has a video game and we will be giving that out for some lucky winners. So stay tuned for more details on that. I want to kind of do like an odds and ends segment here, including the fact that we've got a bunch of layoffs to talk about. We've got some actually happy news to talk about. Anybody want happy news? Here's my sad news of the week. I really thought I was going to win the lottery. I did not. I did not win the lottery. Somebody asked me, if you won the lottery, would you still do your radio show? And I said, of course I would. I'd just buy an island and I'd do it from there. Because I wouldn't abandon all you, my fabulous listeners. And America Tonight is really picking up some steam. So thanks for all of your support. We've gotten really some terrific affiliates and some affiliates that have been around for a long time. And a lot of people are emailing us and keeping up on that, and the stations just keep growing. I mentioned Portland and New Orleans, and I love New Orleans. We love to be doing some shows from there, and eventually that's what we're going to do. We'll take the show on the road. Sarasota, our pals in Sarasota who send us stuff in New York. A lot of people listening in New York asking me about the beleaguered Knicks and what can the Knicks do to win. They can get rid of their owner is what they can do if we turn to sports for a second. Speaking of sports and layoffs, usually I'm talking about, when we talk about layoffs, you know, we're talking about GM, manufacturing, or we were at least heading into this presidency, but ESPN, I got a text from one of my buddies. ESPN is going to lay off some of the people who are on radio, TV, online, all the way across the board. They're buying out contracts, and so you wonder what's going on with ESPN. I mean, ESPN is like the behemoth, right? So if you go to Connecticut, all you see is their dishes everywhere. So last year, ESPN laid off about 300 people, 4%, give or take, of the network. And now they're saying they're going to have another round of cuts, budget cuts. They want to trim, check this out. Imagine being the person who has to do this. They want to trim $100 million from the 2016 budget and $250 million from 2017's budget. So I say the mouse has ears. The mouse has ears. I mentioned the Walking Dead giveaway, and like I said, this is the segment where we do kind of those odds and ends. I want to make sure that I pump that out there because they contacted me in Los Angeles. They're sending them to me, and a few of you are going to get some copies of that. If you're a fan of The Walking Dead, oh, I feel you, because I got really suckered into watching that show, and it was one of those binge-watching things. And I know, like, Dan in Texas, and there's some others of you that listen and call the show, are huge Walking Dead fans. And then there's this other network, since I'm dipped into entertainment for a quick second, that I used to watch if I wanted to catch an old movie, which it's not like I have a lot of time to sit around and watch movies, but every once in a while, if there's a movie I hadn't seen, I'd go over to TCM, right? Did you ever hear of TCM? So Robert Osborne, who is the big film dude there, he was anyway, just died. Turner Classic Movies, he was synonymous with that. He's 84 years old, and he really pumped that out there. People liked his style, and he was really a guy who was pursuing acting and was once, I guess they say, mentioned by Lucille Ball on his, you know, that she liked him and talked to him and mentioned him and blah, blah, blah. And he was in the Beverly Hillbillies and like a little bit part. And he was in The Man with Bogart's Face. It counts. It's an acting credit, right? It's an acting credit. So there you go. All right. So since it's odds and ends, let's do a little bit of what I call the headlines. So every day, if I'm giving you a behind-the-scenes look for people who are on Instagram, and if you know anything about Instagram and you want to get a better look at what it's like sort of in my atmosphere when I'm broadcasting America Tonight, go to Instagram. And my Instagram is Kate Delaney Speaker, Kate Delaney Speaker. And I will make sure that well, you can jump on and you'll be able to see me actually going live. So I wanted to give you some of the headlines of some of the papers that I read, because, yes, there are papers still, whether they're online or whether you actually get the physical paper. I doubt many, many people get the physical paper anymore. It seems like subscriptions are really, really down. So to give you an idea of what people are talking about, for the Los Angeles Times, here's what the headlines are in the Los Angeles Times. Trump's travel ban, remember we started off with Hail to the Chief. Trump's travel ban contains a tool that could change how the U.S. conducts foreign policy. Ooh, what is that tool? And also Trump's new travel ban, this was also front page of the L.A. Times, will be harder to challenge in court here's why critics say it still targets Muslims. And, of course, that's because of the countries, even though some of the countries now are not on the banned list. So that's an obvious one to interpret. But when they're talking about tools and they're talking about vetting and going through customs, whether whichever way it is, but let's just say customs, what they're talking about is they're doing a global review and trying to determine whether citizens from additional countries should be blocked coming into the U.S. And so what the tool is, that's that whole vetting thing. It's they're just going through reams and reams of documentation. Can you imagine what that's like? And, I mean, there's leverage right now, so that's what the deal is. They're going to start blocking people. They're saying that pretty much in negotiating this, it's that free flow of information that can be pretty tricky, especially you've got hundreds of U.S. contractors that are in various countries, and look, they support the oil companies, and they support the military, so you have a lot of those kinds of people that are going back and forth, and then it's about deportations, who accepts deportations, who doesn't. I mean, there's 22 countries, I looked this up to make sure I was right, that don't accept deportations from the U.S., including Afghanistan, Algeria, China, Iran, Libya, as you can imagine, Somalia, of course. So courts have ruled that people from those countries can't be held indefinitely to wait for deportation, and even if they have a violent criminal conviction, because remember, this was part of it. So you've got more than, I guess, altogether about 8,000 immigrants with criminal records that have been released. Now, here's the thing. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. I think everybody agrees. Anybody, somebody who it has a criminal record, somebody who's done something horrific, murder, drug lord, whatever, of course, that makes sense in that case for deportation. And you're going to get bipartisan support for that. You're going to get bipartisan support. It's just everything else in between that's so murky for so many people that the questions just abound as to what's going on? How do you do this? I mentioned the other night about people making bids on the wall and that it was going to cost $25 billion. Can you imagine $25 billion? So if we went to what I call kind of the pop culture mag, and there's a bunch of them, and they lean in, I think, a lot of different directions. But let's say you're going through an airport. What do you see? USA Today and Time Magazine. And if you picked up Time Magazine, they kind of cover the gamut, whether it's North Korea and what's happening there, what's going on with South Korea, the U.S. moving part of the defense system to South Korea, and what does that mean? The travel ban that I just mentioned that was on the front cover of the LA Times and the New York Times and the New York Post, because that's the big conversation coming out of Washington. But then in between, you would see things like Snapchat. Snapchat faces the public. That's right, Snapchat getting more and more popular with not just somebody who's 14, but people who are 45 years old. Ever worked Snapchat? We're going to talk about it and find out how many people know what Snapchat is. Stay with us. More on the flip side.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Has to say about the travel ban, but first, let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. You know, I finally figured out why the media hates Donald Trump so much. I mean, so
why does the media hate him?
You know, for the millions of people listening to us right now, I think the point will get across better if we do a little role playing, okay?
Okay.
So let's pretend that I am the anchor at CNN, okay? What's his name? Lemon? Is that his name?
Don Lemon, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm John Lemon.
Yeah.
Lemon. And,
Lennon.
And you are, right.
Lemon.
Lemon, okay. Lemon trees. Anyway. So, and you are the new girl at the switchboard at CNN, okay?
Got
now,
it.
Me, John Lennon, Saturday night, And I'm out with all my gay friends, you know, we're partying, you know, and everything like that. And because he's gay, right? So, right? Is he gay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be gay if I'm not gay, you know.
I
got to get in the role, though. Yeah, he's gay, so I'm gay now. Anyway, and then I come home, you know, and I'm still, woo, we had a great night, closed down the bar, you know, and I'm having fun. And so, you know, I'm dropping dead. It's about 2:30. I had a couple, a little bit of cocaine and marijuana, a little fun. And I didn't even take my clothes. So I just drop right in bed. It was about 2:45 in the morning. And then now you're working night shift at CNN. And your boss says, call Mr. Lemon up because Donald Trump has just tweeted something. It's 3:00 in the morning. So you're going to be the secretary that's calling me, all right? And I'm in laying in bed.
So all right, so Don, get up. You have to get up. There's an important tweet from the president.
Wait, be quiet. Oh, gosh, I'm dying. Who is this? Who's this?
I'm at CNN. We need you to pay attention because the president just did a tweet that you need to know about.
What happened? Did they shut the president? What? What did he do?
It's a tweet, and you need to know it. It's a tweet.
What? You mean
it's a
you're
tweet.
You're getting me up at 3:00 in the morning on a Saturday night, and because President Trump tweeted. That's why the media hates Donald Trump.
Because he's constantly, because he's tweeting, and then they have to pay attention. I love it.
They have to. You know, it's not really.
Yeah.
It's not like 30 years ago where they were the only game in the world. You know, there were like 5 news stations, right? They were all TV.
Right.
They all came on at 6:00, and then whatever news happened after that got covered the next day. No, and you know what? At 3:01, there were 10,000 bloggers. Okay. Across the world, you know, who believe they are just as good as CNN, and they were blogging away and putting their spin on it, you know. And if Mr. Lemon doesn't get up, and all his support staff has to get up too, okay, because they've got to get ready in the morning show and put their own spin on it, and they've already got competition. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They already got competition. So
they've already got competition.
Yeah, so it's, let me tell you one thing. You think Donald Trump sent that tweet out at 3:00 in the morning? Hell no. He told somebody, dude, I'm going to go to bed now. It's about 10:00. At 3:00 in the morning, I want you to send that tweet out. And they would laugh.
Right, somebody else is doing it.
All day long.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Anyway,
I agree.
That's my
funny
spin on it. And I hope nobody wakes you up at 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm a talk show host, so I don't have to worry, but I understand, yeah.
You know, Hillary Clinton is laughing all the way to the bank because she doesn't have to get up at 3:00 in the morning.
No, and she's getting paid big bucks to do speeches. You're absolutely right, Tomas. Thanks for the call. And then plus, now she's got lots and lots of fans. Because there were supporters, and then with what happened in the election, there was an avalanche of people who were supporting Hillary that, geez, where were they during the election and when they should have voted or whatever, but now they're there rallying for Hillary Clinton, and as I said, she's giving speeches for some serious, serious money. By the way, you know what today is? Today is, I just happened to find this out, aren't they smart to do this? So people like me will mention it on the air. Speaking of getting tweets that have been woken up at 3 in the morning because there's an important tweet about Obama and wiretapping and accusations and whatever the particular tweet happens to be, the reporters could go to IHOP because IHOP is giving away pancakes. It's Pancake Tuesday. I just happened to see this. So 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, the International House of Pancakes has its 12th annual Pancake Day. And that's what you do. You get a free short stack of 3 buttermilk pancakes, which is usually like almost $5. That's pretty good, right? I don't know, because you're going to order something else, right? It will, like, coffee or water or some other kind of drink. So I just have to assume that it is smart on what does it cost to make pancakes? It's smart on their part maybe to pull people in. I wonder if, I don't know this, but I wonder if business actually kind of booms because, yeah, people take advantage of the free pancakes and then they're getting other things too as well. Maybe. I don't know. Somebody asked me that the other day. When you get off the air, do you eat breakfast? And then do you go to bed? And the answer is no, I don't eat breakfast at whatever time it is. What happens to be? No, I wait until the next day. All of you third shifters can relate to that, right? It depends on what time you get off. Well, let's ask Jason. Jason, you're the technical maestro of this particular show. When you get off, what time do you get off? When are you completely done?
It would be 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Do you, like, go to get your fix, like a bag of Doritos, or stop at some Quick Mart somewhere, or do you go to and eat breakfast somewhere before you go to bed?
I actually, it's interesting. I have a buddy who works the night shift at the gas station down the street, so I go over there, and I get the donuts he's going to throw out that are
no way. So you go and get the donuts before you go home.
That's right.
I love that story. Free donuts. That's a good. So it's always free for you.
Yep.
Nice. Free donuts at the gas station. Like, what kind of donuts do you get? Are they just plain, or do they have cream-filled, or whatever's left?
Well, they have all the different kinds, and, yeah, it depends on what's there, but I just go for the regular glazed donut.
Glazed donuts. You're like me. You're a purist. Just like the plain ones. I like the plain ones, too.
Yeah.
All right. Now we know. A little peek behind the curtain. Get off the air. Buddy has, donuts that they're going to throw away. Makes sense. Gets the donuts. Has a little bit of that sugar rush before he goes home and lays down to go to sleep. You know, it is really strange when you have an upside down clock. So in other words, when you're sleeping, when most people are getting up, and I say most people because now there are a lot of people that work in the night, that sleep in the day, that work different shifts. But so it's better than it used to be. But the things that are annoying, it's like the guys who come around and do the leaves. You know what I'm talking about? The blowers. That's like the worst. You finally go to sleep and it's like 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it is, and you can hear the blowers going off in the background. I can't even do it. It's like so annoying. On and off. The switch goes on and off to blow the leaves around, which that makes sense because when are they going to do it? They're going to do it starting early in the day because they got to hit a couple of different places usually. Lawn services, and they have to start early, and that's when most people are up and doing whatever it is they're doing or going wherever they're going, so it's okay for them to do it early in the morning. But for everybody else who's trying to sleep, oh, it's the worst. It's the worst to hear that noise. It's infuriating. I bet at the White House, this would be interesting to find out, and I tried to find this out, but what the, you know, Donald Trump doesn't sleep very much. He's always said that. Always, always, always. If you read his first book, The Art of the Deal, but even before that, if you knew anything about Donald Trump, he never proclaimed to really ever sleep very much, 4 or 5 hours. And now it's the same thing. He sleeps 4 or 5 hours and that's it. So I wonder what that's like for the people around him who might not be as effective sleeping 4 and 5 hours just because the boss does it doesn't mean that, right, that they necessarily have to do it. But maybe they do, because especially the closer advisors could expect calls, I think, probably at different times. Like, look at this. You know, this new executive order was 6,100 words trying to explain the travel ban, like the whole thing about the travel ban. A 19-paragraph section explaining the policy and the purpose. Yeah. All right, we come back. We're hitting the mailbag. Plus, if you want to throw in a call, 855-266-5283. See you there.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To see you when I wake up is a gift.
The executive order signed by the president earlier today, protecting the nation from foreign terrorist entry into the United States, is a vital measure for strengthening our national security. It is the President's solemn duty to protect the American people. And with this order, President Trump is exercising his rightful authority to keep our people safe.
All right, so Rex Tillerson there explaining the Secretary of State the idea of, you know, why, what we're talking about with the borders and this immigration executive order, because there's pressure from the courts, and the president's rescinded the executive order instituting a travel ban, replaced it with one that's more tailored, which I just described, 6,100 words, and it's got that one 19-paragraph section explaining the policy and the reason, the purpose, which is what Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, was just saying there. The previous order was signed on the 27th, so this one is a completely different one. Trump explained, or the White House explained, that, you know, the president still stands behind the original executive order, but it's been adjusted because they're realizing the litigation and recognizing that what would happen, it would be tied up for up to a year, and that would have left us exposed, is what they're saying. That's what Sean Spicer told the press corps today during the daily briefing. The new executive order asserts that more than 300 refugees in the United States are currently the target of counterterrorism investigations by the FBI. The Justice Department didn't release more details in those cases. There was one, remember the Somali that was arrested in 2010 during an FBI sting operation for attempting to bomb a Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland, Oregon, for all of you listening in Portland. The other case was two Iraqi refugees convicted in a Kentucky court of trying to kill U.S. soldiers while in Iraq. Those were two cases that were cited as the need for a travel ban, looking for, you know, examples. And I've actually looked at the full text, not the 6,000 words, but I've looked at a lot of that. I've looked at a lot of what that order is, the summation of it, and there is a lot of policy jargon and explaining more clearly why, what, you know, what it is and why it's needed. And a lot of you talked about this executive order. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag. So this one is from Robert, listening to us in Sarasota. It's like all of a sudden, well, it's not all of a sudden because a lot of people in Sarasota email the show, but Robert says, Kate, I think it was smart of the Trump people to dump that first executive order, the travel ban, because it wasn't going anywhere. They were right. It was going to get tied up in courts, and it was smart to do that. Now, this next one, they might have a much different time with this executive order, especially with the way that it's, you know, been explained. I think that was a smart move on the Trump administration's part. So then we got this one from Tommy, who says the White House has revised the travel ban for a couple of the Muslim countries. Kate, I was wondering if you knew what happened in this revision. What was the big revision for the six? I think it's six countries. Well, yeah, we've been talking about it. The new ban, which kicks in March 16th, doesn't restrict travel from Iraq, which was one of the seven listed in the original order. The 90-day ban is limited to Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Sudan, and Yemen. So, as is what happened before the U.S. refugee program, the order shuts down the U.S. refugee program for 120 days to give the government time to develop extreme vetting procedures to prevent terrorists from entering the country. Syrians are no longer subjected to the indefinite ban they were in the first order. So they've spent weeks revising the ban, and this is now what the ban looks like. And he signed the first order, if you remember, is pretty public signing. It's one of the first things he did. And the second one, he sent out Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly to issue the statements, which is what you've already heard. So the goal is the same as what they're saying, is keep terrorists out. And then there were just a couple of other changes that they made about visas, people with valid visas who are also exempt, and it doesn't give immigration preference to religious minorities like Christians who claim they are persecuted in mostly Muslim countries. So pretty interesting. How about this one from Peggy? Peggy says, she has a lighter question. Kate, I was wondering, I think I've heard you talk about a dog before. I was wondering what kind of dog you have and what his or her name is. Yeah, I guess I haven't mentioned him lately. So I have a golden retriever. His name is Mahalo, and Mahalo means thank you in Hawaiian. And he usually, if you can visualize this, this is radio, but usually when I'm on the air, he's somewhere near me. He's laying on the floor listening, and he does not like to be left out of the studio. If the only time he doesn't bark, but the only time he would like whine is if the door is closed. So this is probably too much information for everybody else listening, but I guess it's peeling back the curtain night here on the show. So he's a cool dog, man. He is. He's a cool dog. I love this dog. And he likes America Tonight because he always wants to be part of it. He always wants to be in the room. He gets really upset when he's knocked out, when he somehow doesn't make it in time or whatever. And then in a break, usually what I do is let him in. How's that? Let him in. All right, I mentioned Snapchat. I feel like I have to give you the payoff there because I actually got an email from Eric about it, and he says, Kate, have you ever done Snapchat? What do you think about Snapchat and what's happening on Wall Street? Yeah, it's a new stock, right? So it's really crashed. It's third day on Wall Street, not so great. Its opening day price was, I don't know, I want to say it was $24, and now it keeps eking down a little bit lower. In the run-up, that's what they call a run-up to an IPO, which was the biggest U.S. tech IPO since Alibaba in 2014. They told investors they lost $415 million on the sale of $400 million, and that profits could be down. So then, you know, analysts start to pick that apart. They start to talk about it. It starts to get printed. There's more conversation about it. It gets tweeted. It gets, you know, all through social media and other channels, and obviously the normal financial channels. So a lot of the firms involved in, this is probably too much information as well, but a lot of the firms involved in what they call the underwriting, the IPO, would normally be available to offer what they call buy recommendations, but they can't. They're precluded from talking about Snap in the initial IPO period. So in a way, that kind of took away some of their thunder, let's say. I think it's hard with tech stocks. Some of them surprise you and explode, and others kind of just sit there, and then, of course, that can change. And I say this all the time. I'm not giving you any financial advice, but you just know with stocks of any sort that it's, you get in at the right time, you get out at the right time. It depends on what we're talking about. Are we talking about a retirement account? Is it a 401k? Is it just personal money that you've put into it? That makes a very, very big difference. And like I said, I wouldn't give anyone financial advice other than that it's, you know, you're standing at the craps table. If it was a sure thing, 100%, then everybody would get in. Everybody would get in. But it's not a sure thing. I mean, how many things are sure in life? But it's not. So, portfolios, my only advice, diversify. I am not a stockbroker, however. I'm a talk show host. Thanks, as always, for listening to the show. You can always email us at americatonight.net. Make it count.
Can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.